Western business leaders gathered in Montana on Wednesday to tell Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke to keep national monuments the way they are. The business leaders came from California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah to defend national monuments not just in their states, but across the country. Head of business for Montana's Outdoors, Marnie Hayes, says although the state's Upper Missouri River Breaks is no longer under review, she thinks it's important to defend other states' monuments and that Western leaders gathered in Zinke's home state.
We've seen that he will listen to Montanans on a number of important public lands issues, and so we thought that to have this kind of a west-wide meeting in his home state would highlight the way that Western states are banding together to talk about the value of these places.
The outdoor economy generates nearly $900 billion nationally each year, according to the Outdoor Industry Association. The vast majority of the 22 monuments still under review reside in the West. Zinke is expected to announce his decision on these monuments at the end of August. Still under review is the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument in New Mexico. Dave Kreider is general manager of Southwest Expeditions, which operates in the monument, and was at Wednesday's meeting. Although the monument is only 3 years old, Kreider says people from around the world come to visit, and that locals in the nearby town of Las Cruces worked hard to get monument status.
This is a grassroots effort that has gone on for a decade to try to get ours where it's at right now, the monument status in Las Cruces. And we don't want to have it taken away on a stroke of a pen.
Gabe Kieritz is with the Colorado Outdoor Business Alliance. Colorado's Canyon of the Ancients will remain intact too, but Kieritz says changes to national monuments in other states affect all of the West. He says these monuments ultimately support jobs and communities.
These monuments have a similar impact across the region in supporting local businesses and local economies and manufacturers and retailers and tourism.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.